And now the presidential campaign. Former Governor Mitt Romney is on the campaign trail in Iowa this morning, with just 6 days to go before the caucuses there on Tuesday. Recent polls show Romney a close second to Texas Congressman Ron Paul in Iowa. But just before he left for Iowa at a stop in New Hampshire yesterday, Romney played down the importance of the early state voting. WBUR's Fred Tice has the story.
Romney is in a great position in the early states that start the race for the Republican presidential nomination next week. But at a waterfront stop in Portsmouth, he emphasized that he has the organization to go the distance, even if the race for the Republican nomination drags out.
Would I like to have the support of every state? Absolutely. But, you know, I'm a realist. I'll do my very best and hope to get the delegates I need.
To emphasize that, unlike former Speaker Newt Gingrich, he has a nationwide organization, Romney made fun of the former Speaker's inability to get on the ballot in the Virginia primary. He conjured up an image from I Love Lucy, where Lucy gets a job at a chocolate factory but can't keep up with the conveyor belt, so she starts eating the chocolates instead of wrapping them.
It's more like Lucille Ball at the chocolate factory. So, I mean, you know, you got to get it organized.
The crowd in Portsmouth, a very Democratic town, was part curious Democrats intent on reelecting President Obama, part Romney supporters, and part voters such as Beth Maldini. She's trying to decide between Romney and Gingrich. She says Gingrich has a sketchy track record.
He might be too far to the right, you know, and we've had the most success when we governed from center right. So, in history, so that would be Mitt Romney.
At the small rally, Romney ran into Josh Denton, an Iraq war veteran who recently wrote an op-ed article in the Nashua Telegraph calling the war a dark chapter in the country's history and in his own life.
Do you still support the invasion, knowing what we know now?
Well, I supported what decisions were made at that time.
Okay.
And think we did the right thing at that time, based on what we knew at that time.
Fair enough.
Great.
Thank you.
But after Denton walked away, he said he wasn't satisfied with that answer.
What did you think of his response?
He took a different opinion initially on the war when he started running. And now that it's 5 years later, he's running for office again, the war's significantly more unpopular, the war's over, he's now saying that they made the decision then, but now, knowing different, he wouldn't have supported it. Where before he said, I would have supported it regardless that we knew there were no weapons of mass destruction.
In New Hampshire, Romney is still in first place, way ahead of Gingrich, whose fortunes are plummeting in the state that holds the nation's first primary in 2 weeks. But this time 4 years ago, Romney was also in first place, ahead of John McCain. And yet McCain managed to pass Romney in the final days of the campaign to take the primary and eventually the nomination. So even though most of his rivals were already in Iowa, with its caucuses just 6 days away now, Romney was spending some extra time in New Hampshire. And before heading off for Iowa, he promised to be back in New Hampshire this weekend. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.